are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And we're going to chat with a few folks this morning. First up from the Pierce Street Masters, we've got Dale Hunsley, Dave Houseman. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
And, you know, it's that time. The 34th annual Dam Run is coming up this weekend. But it's not just the Dam Run, which is a big highlight of it. But you have a lot going on this weekend.
That's correct. Yeah. The Dam Run, and I'll explain a little bit how we got to that name. But yes, it includes a gathering tomorrow evening of guests from all over the country. And we have a gravity drags. We coast cars down a hill, and we have a big car show in front of the Capitol building as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and your base of operations is going to be the Fort Pierce Expo Center during Trader Days.
That's correct.
So yep. If there are folks who say, hey, you know what, I've got a vehicle, I want to come on out and be part of this, they can just kind of show up and get registered, right?
That's correct. Yep. Friday night or tomorrow night, our registration is from 4 to 7 over at the Expo building. The registration fee is $45, and that includes two meals, the Friday evening meal and the Saturday evening meal. Plus, it makes you eligible for all the awards, trophies, and things that we pass on. But tomorrow evening is what we call a gearhead reunion, or meet and greet, where friends that come every year or new guests, we just meet there in the expo building. Mm-hmm. Put your cars inside and just stand around, and we lie about cars and just have a good time.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's a fun time, and then a lot of things are happening Saturday. You mentioned the gravity runs. For folks who aren't into cars and things, what is a gravity run?
Yeah, well, gravity drags is what we refer to them. Gravity drags will be held on Church Street. They start about at the entrance to the YMCA, and then goes down to the intersection of, was that, South Dakota Boulevard, I believe. What it is you line up two cars. It's just like drag racing, only you can't use your engine for power. You use gravity. So there'll be lights that will line you up. You'll get a yellow light that tells you are staged. And then you'll get the green light, and you just release the brake, and you coast down the hill. And it's a double elimination race. And then we award a trophy for King of the Hill, and then another one for the slowest car to go down the hills.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I love the fact that you still use the Christmas tree as opposed to just say go.
Just like drag racing, and we have finish lights down at the bottom of the hill that tells who wins, and there are times that we need that light to tell who wins the race.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, but it's a full day. You've got some other things happening, too.
Yes, yes. That gravity drag start at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and if you want to participate here again, you register for the event, and then you can race. If you want to just come up and watch, there's a lot of shade trees. There's the grass bank there that you can sit on by the Knight building. So it's a good spectator event as well. But then at noon, 1 o'clock, we have the Show and Shine in front of the Capitol building. Now, last year we had 128 cars lined up around the circular drive and some of the entrance to the back of the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
What's cool about the Show and Shine, in addition to the Pierre and Fort Pierre Mayor's Choice Awards, is what we have is the People's Choice Award. And the winner of the People's Choice Award at the Show and Shine at the Capitol will be the car that's printed on the next year's T-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that's kind of a unique thing about our Rod Run, mm-hmm. is when you see our T-shirts, that car was a People's Choice Award winner.
That is great. I love that. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. So that's a kind of a nice little bonus for that award.
Well, it is. It is. And then immediately following the Show and Shine at 3:15, we start a poker run. And then that poker run goes to different places around the city, mm-hmm. and in Fort Pierre, and ends up back at the Expo building. And then we have a meal then from 5 to 6 p.m. And then, as you first mentioned, Dam Run, and that's how it got its name. We cruise everybody and parade those cars out to the dam to show the visitors what the Owyhee Dam looks like.
Right.
And years and years ago, and Pat Boucher probably remembers when we first started doing this, but we work in coordination with Game Fish and Parks, and they allow us to parade the cars through the campgrounds. And just to show the campers, you know, all the cars that showed up for the event. And then we end up, we park in the old marina parking lot, and then we have root beer floats for everybody that attends. Plus, the campers then come on over and view all the cars. They pick their favorite, and that's we award the Camper's Choice Award.
Okay.
And so there's a trophy there for the favorite of the campers. Now, this year, we won't be able to cruise through the Farm Island campground due to the bridge construction. It's just, it'll break up the parade of cars.
Right.
Too much. But last year, we had 94 cars go through the campgrounds. So we'll leave the expo building. We'll go up. I think we'll probably use Sail Barn Road. I'm not positive, but we'll end up. We'll go through Campground 3. We'll go across the dam, the face of the dam, mm-hmm. so they can see the dam. Then we'll come down. We'll go through Campground 3 first. Then we'll come back into the campgrounds. We'll go through 1, then through 2, and then end up over in that parking lot. So come on out and view the cars there as well and have a root beer float. It's a fun time.
Yeah, whether you're participating or taking in some of the events as a spectator, it is. It's a lot of fun, and that's something, you know, you can share with the entire family, and it's just that's makes right. it even more fun.
That's right.
All yeah. right. So let's remind folks when the registration is if they want to be part of all the
sure,
fun.
Sure, you bet. Registration, again, is Friday evening from 4 to 7, and that's our Gearhead Reunion. So even if you want to just come over and view the cars that come in early, mm-hmm. They'll be all lined up inside the expo building. That's kind of cool in itself right well, there.
Absolutely.
And then we do continue on with registration Saturday morning for those that come into town early Saturday morning. And that registration runs from 8:30 to 10. Excuse me, till 10.
All right. Yeah, the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic. It's just going to be a good time. So I know everybody involved, like we said, whether being part of it, being a spectator, it's just going to be a good time.
Yep.
All right. Well, Dale and Dave, thanks for stopping in this morning. I know you're going to have a good weekend.
Well, thanks. It looks like the weather's going to participate for us. So,
indeed.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Definitely.
A fun weekend.
Yeah, we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
You bet. Thanks
All
for
right.
having us.
You bet. Always good to have you here. The Pier Street Masters, the 34th annual Dam Run. It is going to be a fun, fun time in Fort Pier, part of Trader Days, going on this weekend. And speaking of Fort Pier, we'll chat with Mayor Gloria Hansen after this.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
Continuing along on our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining us this morning in studio, it's Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And boy, a busy weekend is ahead, and
goodness.
A fun one.
Do you have an hour or two that we can talk
I know,
about everything?
There's just so much happening.
There is, and that the guys did a good job of talking about the Dam Run and the Street Masters event. That is such an important part of Trader Days, and it's always fun for me to be one of the judges in the Show and Shine.
I bet.
And I almost always pick something from my era, you know, something that I might have ridden in on a date or something.
Uh-huh. Well, I kind of like that. You know, you've got that connection.
Yeah, those are kind of my favorites. And my rule is that they have to be a legitimate color. And, you know, And I don't like the other changes that some people make to their classic cars. I like to imagine that this is exactly the way they looked in 1928 or 1954, you know.
Right, yeah, and that's the thing. So many different ways that you can restore your vehicle. Some,
right.
Some go that way where this is how it looked when it uh-huh. came off the showroom, and others go different directions.
Yeah, exactly. I just happen to have my favorites. So We should talk a little bit more about Trader Days, although I know Callie and Shane have done a really good job of getting the word out. But there is so much going on, and you know, from live music to mud wrestling to turkey races to the lots of vendors, different food vendors, and there's just so much going on and a lot of activities for kids. So
right.
Phil Baker and Bouncy Houses, and it'll be a fun several days.
Yeah, and that's the great thing is it's for the entire family.
It
like
is.
You said, from kids all
very
the way
definitely.
Up to young at heart, you're going to find something fun to do.
Yeah, very, very definitely. And so I plan to lease a turkey. I don't plan on being the jockey, but everyone should just join in the fun and participate and get involved.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, and the weather's looking fantastic. Yeah. So,
and I think I heard that there was something like 48 competitors in the barbecue cook-off.
There's
so
quite
that
a few.
That is going to be, maybe you know better than I do how many there are. I know there was a cutoff date, and that's a great opportunity to sample some really good barbecue.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to being on the judging panel for that.
Are
it's
you
gonna be
judging
fun.
For that? Oh, good for you. Yeah, that will be fun. And speaking of good food, next Wednesday, the 16th, is Country Cookin'. Have you talked about that yet?
We haven't, no. Tell us about it.
Well, that is an annual event. It's a fundraiser for the Community Youth Involved Center. And it is planned for this time of year because that's when all the garden produce is really, really popping. And so the menu is pan-fried chicken with mashed potatoes, gravy, just like Grandma used to make, corn on the cobs, sliced tomatoes, crisp cucumbers, homemade bread, melons, and then beverages. And so that's, again, the 16th starts at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7:30. The cost is $10 for adults and $5 for kids under 10. So, and it is delicious.
It sounds, my mouth is watering right now. And the perfect thing is my parents fly into town that day.
Really?
And they should be here for that. So maybe we'll swing on over for dinner.
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's a wonderful community event. It is pretty much a sellout every year because that food is wonderful.
It sounds really good. So, yeah, circle that date on the calendar. Don't miss out or I'll eat your portion.
I'll bet you will. So another thing that is going on is that I always like to talk about new businesses in Fort Pierre. And in this case, it is an old business that has been purchased by new owners and then a relocation of an existing business. So Funtime Rentals, the Dietrichs bought the Wheels and Sticks operation out on 1806, and that is, it's been closed for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I'm not even sure how long, but it's go-karts and mini golf. And so the Dietrichs have, it's just amazing. It was pretty, not very nice looking, lots of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And they have uncovered the go-kart track and the mini golf course, 18-hole mini golf course. And it is looking fantastic. They've made some great improvements in the clubhouse, axe throwing.
Ooh.
And so there will be leagues for axe throwing, and I think they have 4 lanes, and there will be darts. There will be a league for that, and they plan on having some snacks in the clubhouse. So they are doing a soft opening this weekend. They're doing a ribbon cutting today and a soft opening to get people out, and it will be when it was open before, it was a great place for birthday parties.
Right.
I mean, what's more fun for kids than go-karts and mini golf?
Exactly.
And now there's more. So they're open, they're ready for business, and we will see them just continuing to grow. In addition to all of the fun equipment that they have for rent, and there's campers of all sorts, boats, pontoons, wave runners of lots of different varieties. and things like lily pads and water trampoline, tubes, just so many different kinds of fun things to rent.
Yeah, since they bought it, they've just hit the ground running, and they're doing
really
so many great things, and it's great to hear it growing even more.
It is. It's so exciting, and Dietrichs are great people, and hardworking people, and they're going to make a success of that business. It's going to be super.
Absolutely. I can't wait to swing on by and check that out.
Yeah, it will be fun. I took my grandkids, and, you know, they go-karts are so much fun.
They are.
And so they had to find more golf carts because the business had sold them all, and so that was a challenge, but they are meeting the challenges and just doing super.
That is great. Fun and good things happening in Fort Pierre, as always.
As always. I wanted to mention before I go that we will be chip sealing streets, a variety of streets, in the next few weeks. We will try to get the schedule out on Facebook and our website so that people know when they're going to be in the neighborhood. People know when they have to move their cars.
Right.
And we're going to work hard to get that information out as soon as we know the schedule.
There you go. So keep your eyes and ears open and you'll know.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, okay. Always good to see you, Mayor.
Good to see you, Dave.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right.
Thank
There's
you.
Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.